Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, the best time to buy your household items to get the most bang for your buck. How you can walk in the footsteps of Jay-Z and Beyonce. And a Sports Illustrated model is turning heads with this runway first. First up, more Americans are getting prescriptions they don't need. 46% of trips to urgent care centers for conditions like the flu and cold end with a script for antibiotics, even though the drugs don't help with those issues. Just 17% of patients with the same diagnosis got antibiotics when they went to a doctor's office. That's according to a new study by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Patients could get side effects or have allergic reactions to unneeded drugs. Too many antibiotics can also lead to bacteria evolving to resist drugs. These superbugs kill about 23,000 people in the U.S. every year. Researchers say many overprescriptions happen when clinics worry about the Yelp effect. Patients might pressure doctors to write a script and complain online if they don't get it. One of the study's authors recommends asking providers if prescriptions are needed. Don't pressure them into writing one. Patients who get prescriptions should take them as directed and not share the drugs. The Urgent Care Association says providers are committed to using prescriptions appropriately. While the FDA and the CDC are warning against eating fresh crab meat from Venezuela because of a multi-state outbreak, the crab meat carries a bacteria that has infected at least 12 people in 4 states on the East Coast. And a swimsuit model is making headlines after she took to the runway while breastfeeding her 5-month-old daughter at the Sports Illustrated fashion show. Mara Martin was chosen by the magazine's open casting call and has gotten positive feedback on her walk, saying it was beautiful and powerful. And redheads can eat lobster and cupcakes, and there are finally emojis to let everyone know about it. Apple has released more than 70 new emoji characters, including people with more hair options, like bald, curly, and gray. There are also new food emojis, like a mango and a bunch of lettuce, and animals like a kangaroo, a peacock, and parrot. The new emojis are coming later this year in a software update. Now let's go to the floor of the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Nicole Petalides. So Nicole, it sounds like Crocs are getting a new look.
That's right, Kristen. Crocs has released a high heel version of its iconic clogs. And no matter how you feel about them, one thing's for sure, the $55 shoes have been flying off the shelves. Retailers including Fossil, Michael Kors, Coach's parent company Tapestry are among the brands that could be most impacted by the proposed tariffs on Chinese goods. Manufacturers face reduced profits or passing the higher prices on to the consumer. Amazon's website was hit with a glitch during its highly anticipated 2018 Prime Day. Many online shoppers reported issues with the site for the first hour.
How has Amazon responded?
Well, while it acknowledged some customers had some trouble shopping, it also said that customers in the United States ordered more items compared to the first hour of Prime Day last year.
Okay, thanks, Nicole. Also joining us, our friend Headcrack over at Dish Nation. He dishes up the hottest celebrity news. Headcrack, I hear one celeb was roasted by someone who knows him really, really well.
Yeah, that's right, Kristen. Bruce Willis, a.k.a. Mr. Die Hard, was the target for Comedy Central's roast. Now, among the roasters was a surprise guest, his ex-wife Demi Moore, and she did not disappoint. One of her best lines was, "I look at our marriage like the Sixth Sense. You were dead the whole time." Ouch. Started to think Demi's a big fan of Ghosts. Moving on, let's talk about Will Smith. He's not only sharing his great advice on Instagram page for everybody out there, but he also gives one-on-one advice to the Biebs. The world might have been shocked when Justin Bieber proposed to Hailey Baldwin, but not Will Smith. Friends say Will has counseled JB on the benefits of marriage and commitment. Are we looking at the next Will and Jada? Who knows? And finally, over the weekend, Tiny celebrated her 43rd birthday. T.I. made sure his ride-or-die wife had a nice whip to roll in. He gifted her a custom S550 Mercedes-Benz convertible filled with gifts. Now, she might be tiny, but her gifts were far from small. That was this week's Dish. Until next time, see you later.
Now, that is one awesome birthday gift. Thanks, Headcrack. For the latest celebrity news, watch Dish Nation weekdays. Check your local listings. Timing is everything, especially if you want to save money. And according to Realtor.com, you should mark your calendar before adding big ticket household items to your cart. If you're looking to get a good night's sleep on a new mattress, markdowns usually take place around patriotic holidays like President's Day. Retailers offer some of their best deals on big screen TVs in early February to meet increased demand around the Super Bowl. Appliances like washers and dryers see the best deals in September and October. That's when new models hit the showroom floor. If new furniture is on your list, July is typically a slower month for retail, so that's when you'll find some of the biggest blowouts. If you just can't wait, Realtor.com suggests shopping for floor models, tracking price drops, or just negotiating if you want to get the best deals year-round. Well, here's a cool story. 12-year-old Olivier Roux towers over his elementary school classmates at 6'10", and his skills on the basketball court have caught the eye of the NBA. Video of the Quebec, Canada native playing in a tournament in Spain went viral. Not only does it look like he's playing against a group of toddlers because of his huge height advantage, but he easily dunks on the 8-foot hoops. Denver Nuggets guard Jamal Murray asked for a selfie with the Canadian basketball phenom last month at the regional finals for the junior NBA World Championship. And when Steph Curry saw the video footage of Roux, he tweeted, "So many questions." Roux's father says Olivier normally plays in an under-14 AAA league in Quebec, where the rims are a regulation 10 feet, and still dominates. Interesting fact, the average height of a 12-year-old boy is 4'10". And by comparison, Shaquille O'Neal was just 5'10 at Olivier's age before he shot up to his full height of 7'1". A new ride-sharing company is providing an important service for some very deserving members of the community. Mike Jarek from Fox 29 in Philadelphia joins us with more. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, Jason is a disabled veteran himself, and he came up with the idea for something he calls Motor Pool while waiting on an Uber.
Ironically, I was waiting for an Uber, and that's when it popped in my head. Why isn't there a ride-sharing space exclusively for our veterans and active duty members?
So Jason is working hard to make this a reality. He wants to become big enough so that active duty and veterans would ride exclusively. It'd be a ride service just for them. And proceeds from all the trips would go to veterans organizations.
So Mike, I hear Jason is working to create jobs for vets as well.
Yeah, trying to create jobs in this way. Eventually, if the company gets big enough, all the drivers would be vets.
Wow, what a great idea and well-deserved for our veterans. Thanks, Mike. The world's most famous art museum is taking advantage of a recent visit by the world's most famous hip-hop couple. Jay-Z and Beyoncé shot a music video inside the Louvre for a joint single they released last month. In the video, they stand in front of various pieces of art, including the Mona Lisa. Now the Louvre is showcasing the art in the video to its visitors. The museum created a self-guided tour that spotlights 17 of the artworks used in the video and provides details and a brief history of the pieces. The tour includes items like the Winged Victory of Samothrace, Raft of the Medusa, and Portrait of a Black Woman. Who knew second century artwork and 21st century music would pair so perfectly? President Obama has kind of kept a low profile since leaving office, offering just a few glimpses of his day-to-day life as a private citizen. But this week, the former president is taking part in public events in Africa, including his first visit to Kenya since leaving office. His father was born there, and Obama still has family members who live in Kenya, including his half-sister. Obama helped her launch a new sports facility center funded by her foundation named Saitu Ku, which means strong voices. The new center is located in the village where his father grew up. After that, President Obama traveled to South Africa to take part in an event marking the 100th anniversary of the birth of Nelson Mandela. It is his first major speech since leaving office. He urged people to keep working toward democracy, diversity, and good education for all. The same ideas that Nelson Mandela fought for during his lifetime. While the American Dental Association recommends brushing your teeth for 2 minutes twice a day. However, one third of millennials only brush their teeth once a day, which is why we've got today's top 30 steal, a 4-pack of PopSonic toothbrushes at a special 75% discount. These mini electric toothbrushes are portable and powerful. They have soft bristles and each one comes with a snap-on cap so you can take them with you wherever you go. There's even a 2-minute timer to make sure you're brushing long enough. You can pop one in your gym bag and keep one at the office. If you're never without your toothbrush, your smile will always be ready. They come with four additional brush heads and the batteries are included. The four-pack of PopSonic toothbrushes retails for $100. But today you can buy it for just $25. That's a 75% discount. You can get this right now at morningsave.com while they last. Well, one of baseball's biggest stars treated fans to an exciting come-from-behind victory, all with the help of his father. This year's Home Run Derby competition was extra special for Bryce Harper. He plays for the Washington Nationals and was competing in front of his home crowd. Major League Baseball allows the batter to pick the person on the mound. Harper chose his father. It didn't look good for Harper in the finals, but he smashed 9 home runs in his last 10 swings, and then this happened.
There it is!
Center field, and Bryce Harper has thrown his bat in the air and won the 2018 T-Mobile Home Run Derby, and he loves it.
After clinching the win, teammates delivered the trophy to the champ. Harper quickly gave it to his father to hold above his head as 44,000 Nationals fans cheered on. This is only the third time a player has won the event in his home park, and the first time a father-son duo has accomplished the feat. Very cool. Top 30, we'll be right back. In today's hometown stories from Fox 10 Phoenix, spending half her childhood in hospitals after she was diagnosed with severe scoliosis, Tori Smock started the nonprofit Room for Joy and has been bringing joy to sick children all across Arizona for 15 years by transforming their bedrooms into a healing and happy space so the kids have a place to feel safe and hopefully forget they're sick.
It's so rewarding. That's the best part for me, is to see their face when they walk in that room and they're so surprised and so happy.
Our next story from Fox 13 Tampa Bay. Retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Karen Mertis' life changed when she was hit by a drunk driver in 2007. After narrowly surviving the incident, she now credits the accident for giving her a newfound passion and purpose, which led her to start Fulfill Your Destiny, an organization that gives aid to those going through financial struggles to help them find their own passion and purpose. In our final story from Fox 9 Minneapolis, after seeing an elderly man struggle to mow his lawn near his home in Alabama, Rodney Smith Jr. was inspired to start the nonprofit Raising Men Lawn Care Service, and he set a goal to travel around all 50 states to simply mow the lawns of people in need.
There's many ways to make a difference. I've simply decided to pick a lawnmower to make a difference with, and I hope to inspire kids around the nation and even worldwide to make a difference.
Finally, having reached his goal, Rodney has inspired the nation, showing us all that simple acts of kindness can do so much more. Wearing a tie to work can help a man look good and even signal a more senior position, but it could actually hurt his work performance. That's because a new study found a tie can actually reduce blood flow to the brain. Doctors analyzed two groups of volunteers. Half were wearing ties tightened to a point of slight discomfort. Others weren't wearing a tie at all. They found the ties put pressure on the vessels, making it harder for blood to flow through them. In fact, they determined about 7.5% less blood was going to the brain in people wearing ties. But the doctors don't want to alarm anyone. They said there are really no major health concerns for most healthy males. They did say there can be issues for smokers, the elderly, and those with high blood pressure. Who knows? Maybe this information will transform casual Fridays to casual Monday through Friday. And it's not a bird, it's not a plane, it's a flying train. Yeah, it sounds like something out of a sci-fi novel, but a company based in France is working on a prototype for a train with detachable wings. Basically, the concept goes like this. Passengers would board a train-like tube at a local neighborhood station, go through security on board, and once they arrive at the airport, wings would be attached to the pod, and up, up, away it goes. The company behind the idea, appropriately called Link and Fly, is pitching the flying train concept to aircraft manufacturers like Boeing. They say it would help clear up traffic and congestion at airports, and the airplane industry is overdue for a reimagining. CEO Maurice Ricci told Bloomberg, quote, after cars go electric and autonomous, the next big disruption will be in airplanes. So who knows, maybe one day train stations will transform into plane stations. Well, feeling empowered is a big theme this year. And now there's a new study that can help us appear and feel more powerful. So joining us now from New York City is the host of Facebook Watch's Talking Live, Dr. Robbie Ludwig. Hi, Dr. Robbie.
Hi, Kristen. It's true. According to a new study on authenticity and power, it's now possible for all of us to present as more powerful to the world. The study found when people were asked to visualize themselves acting authentic, which is the ability to be yourself, a positive side effect happened. They also reported feeling more empowered. This not only strengthened their personal sense of power, but also helped them to come off as more powerful and strong to others. So, what's the best way to feel more empowered and up your power quotient? Number one, write things down. Write things you appreciate about yourself. This will up your self-esteem. Number two, get comfortable in your own skin. Own it and then present it. Number three, think back to a time when you felt the way you wanted to feel and recreate this feeling state. And finally, don't be afraid to set boundaries and say no. In order to feel and present as more powerful, you need to be who you are and then show who you are.
All amazing tips. Dr. Robbie, thank you so much. It's no secret that older, more experienced workers tend to make more money, but the wage gap is significantly different when you go state to state. Business Insider analyzed census data for the median total for full-time, year-round baby boomers and millennials in every state. Here's a look at a map that shows what they found. Baby boomers made more money in each state. The darker the color, the bigger the difference in pay. Alaska had the highest differential. Baby boomers made 91% more than millennials there. Utah had the next highest differential with 69%. On the other end of the spectrum, Washington, D.C. was the place with the smallest differential, just 25%. And North Dakota wasn't far behind with 30%. As for Gen X, they also made more money than millennials in every state, but in most cases were out-earned by baby boomers. A mother of seven is being hailed a hero in her Pennsylvania community because she's feeding hungry children. For 12 weeks in the summer, Nilsa Adorno sets up two plastic tables under a white tent outside of her house and gives out free snacks and lunches to 45 neighborhood kids. Adorno says their families rely on school lunches, so in the summertime, they struggle and can't always afford to feed them. She partnered with the Archdiocese of Philadelphia to serve as block leader for its summer meal program. The kids are ages 1 through 16, and they typically get sandwiches, low-fat chocolate milk, veggies, a snack, and a juice box with another snack later in the afternoon. Starting this program has helped me as much as it helps them, Adorno said. Serving the kids makes me a more patient mom and a better person. Let me just remind you here that she's a mother of seven, so as if she wasn't already busy enough, she is truly amazing. Well, researchers in Canada say they've created a quick and easy way to detect E. coli bacteria in meat. It's a thin plastic patch called Sentinel Wrap. The patch changes color under ultraviolet light if it has come into contact with E. coli. Researchers say they've been working on the technology for 15 years, and the results from this test would be almost immediate. Current tests for E. coli in meat is a multi-step process, and the results can take up to a full day. The creators of the patch say they hope it'll eventually become standard on packaging, and shoppers will be able to check to make sure the meat isn't contaminated by using their smartphone. But before that can happen, the patch would first need approval from food regulators, and then researchers would have to figure out how to bring down the cost of mass production. If it comes to market, it'll be a high-tech way to stay healthy. All right, how about this story? Science has attempted to figure out why some work meetings are a waste of time. Now, researchers at Stanford University have found that it's not just who attends your meeting, it's how many people. The study found that once groups get too big, meetings get less productive. The best group size was just 5 to 8 people. The Stanford team found small groups are more intimate. That means a more engaging discussion and more time for each person to be heard. Many meetings are larger because managers often feel they don't want to leave anyone out. That's sometimes due to office politics. But after 8 people, the quality of the conversation deteriorates. Not everyone is able to participate. People may lose respect for the meeting and may leave feeling frustrated. The study concludes managers should be strategic about their guest list. With a smaller group, they can encourage everyone to participate. The study says a smaller quantity of people, the quality of meetings will get better. Introducing solid foods to a baby at just 3 months old could help them sleep better. Although the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends breastfeeding a child until 6 months old and then introducing solid foods, new research suggests starting earlier is also a safe alternative. Dr. Gideon Lack is the senior author on the new study and says one of the most important findings was a more than 50% reduction in the number of families reporting severe sleep disturbances in their babies. Collecting data from more than 1,300 babies starting at age 3 months, Dr. Lack concluded the ones that were introduced to solids earlier gained an average of 16 to 17 minutes of extra sleep per night and also woke less frequently. However, Dr. Lack doesn't want to take away from the benefits of breastfeeding, calling it extremely important. He's just relaying the fact that solid foods are also potentially beneficial and safe to introduce to babies at 3 months old. And that's it for today's show. Here's what's coming up on our next Top 30. The terrifying story of how a new washing machine almost became one parent's worst nightmare. Plus, why the U.S. government thinks certain types of dog food could be dangerous for your pet. And a couple with a plan to reduce plastic waste that could change lives. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.